It was a quiet Tuesday, October 17, 2023. Nobody expected it. It was tremendous. Puducherry, India, usually a place with beautiful, blue, serene waves, turned into something spectacular, something unmissable. The waters turned red. Can you believe it? Nobody could. Now, experts, very smart people, the best, they're on it, collecting samples, doing tests. People were amazed. They couldn't believe their eyes. It's something you have to see to believe. It's incredible, but also, it's a bit concerning, isn't it? They suspect it's a red tide, caused by algae, tiny plants that can sometimes turn the sea different colors. It's beautiful but worrying. There's something going on with the environment. It's clear, everybody's talking about it. People in Puducherry, they're nervous but curious. The beaches, usually so calm, so relaxing, now they're places of wonder and worry. The Red Sea is not just something to look at, it's a sign, a big, bright red sign that we've got to do better, we've got to take care of our environment, folks. We can't ignore it. The Red Sea phenomenon, it's got the attention of the entire nation, maybe the world. It's big. It's sparking discussions, very important discussions about pollution, about nature, about how we've got to do better, we've got to fix this. And while we wait for the test results, and we'll have them soon, very soon, because we've got the best people on it, let this be a reminder. We're connected to our environment, it's so important. The red waters, they're telling us something. We've got to listen, we've got to act, and we've got to make sure this never happens again. We're going to do it, you watch.